From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Lori London reporting carnage on the streets of Nice, France. A truck loaded with weapons and hand grenades drove into a sidewalk for more than a mile, plowing through Bastille Day revelers in the French resort city of Nice late Thursday in what some officials and eyewitnesses called a deliberate attack.
There was a very, very heavy truck that plowed into a crowd of people in Nice along the seafront promenades. Everybody was out tonight. It's Bastille Day, the most important public holiday in France. And in every single town and village across the country, it's customary for people to come out for fireworks displays. So the street was packed.
That's reporter Vivienne Walt in Paris. At least 80 people are confirmed dead. French President François Hollande immediately called an emergency meeting and extended a state of emergency for 3 more months.
France has been struck on the day of her national holiday, the 14th of July, Bastille Day, the symbol of liberty, because human rights are denied by fanatics, and France is quite clearly their target.
President Barack Obama has condemned the attack, saying, "Our thoughts and prayers are with the families and other loved ones of those killed." The lobby of a nearby luxury hotel was transformed into an emergency treatment center for the shocked and injured, and all hospitals in the Nice area were put on alert to receive the injured. This is VOA. Presumptive Republican nominee for the U.S. presidential election Donald Trump says he's postponing announcing his running mate, a decision scheduled to be unveiled on Friday. Trump tweeted late Thursday that he's postponing the announcement because of Thursday's bombing in Nice in southern France that has taken dozens of lives and called the attack horrible. Earlier Thursday, U.S. media reports said Trump would announce that Indiana Governor Mike Pence was his running mate. The Republican convention is next week. Democrats have theirs the week after. Meanwhile, Homeland Security Secretary Jay Johnson says security will be extremely heightened at both events.
I am concerned about the prospect of demonstrations getting out of hand. I am concerned about the possibility of violence.
Johnson says the department will deploy 3,000 security personnel for each convention. President Obama says the United States can expect to see more tension between police and communities next month, next year, and for quite some time. He held a town hall on Thursday to discuss the issue. It comes a day after he met with police chiefs, lawmakers, and members of the Black Lives Matter movement on Wednesday. Terry Cunningham, president of the International Association of Chiefs of Police, attended Wednesday's event.
You cannot question the president's commitment to this issue.
That's right.
Whatever side you're on in politics, whether you agree with his policies, you disagree with his policies, the man spent over 6 hours personally on this issue right here, just meeting face-to-face with the people that are going to make a difference in this. From the law enforcement perspective, we hear it, we understand it. I think that too often we comment about statistics. This isn't about statistics on one side or the other anymore. This is about emotion. This is about people's lives. This is about fear in the community, and it's our job to make sure that people feel safe.
Well, the meetings came after last week's sniper deaths of 5 white policemen in Dallas, Texas, by a Black Army vet, angered over the earlier shooting deaths of young Black men by officers in Minnesota and Louisiana. Britain's new Prime Minister, Theresa May, has unveiled her new cabinet, which will be tasked with negotiating Britain's withdrawal from the European Union. The appointment of Boris Johnson as Foreign Secretary has prompted surprise and even some anger from allies around the world. Last May, Johnson, who campaigned to leave the European Union, accused the EU of pursuing a similar aim to Adolf Hitler in trying to create a super state. And Consumer Reports is calling on electric car maker Tesla to change the name of its autopilot driving system to disconnect the automatic steering feature after a fatal crash in Florida. I'm Lori London in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.